வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Fourth chapter, text number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 6th of April, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam Sahagana Raghuna Khanitam Vam Sajivam.
Jamuna Kira Vana. कर्मणो यपि बोद्धव्यम् बोद्धव्यं च विकर्मणा
अकर्मणश्च बोद्धव्यम्
अकर्मणश्च बोद्धव्यम्
गहना कर्मणो गति Translation: The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is.
Karmano jabi bodhavyam bodhavyam cha vikarmana aparmanascha bodhavyam gana karmano gati. The same principle of working order is being discussed by Krishna again in this verse. Beginning was chaturvarnamaya system gunakarma vibhaga. We should remember the same principle always. Four classes are divided according to quality and karma. Therefore Krishna says, karmana api bodhavyam. What is actually what? Bodhavyam cha vikarmana. Vikarmana means forbidden. This is the human life's business. He should know what is actual work and what is forbidden work. Just like a good citizen knows what is lawful work and what is unlawful work. Lawful work is executed by intelligent citizens and unlawful work is executed by the criminals. He has to suffer. You can cheat the man-made government by hiding yourself, so-called hiding. You cannot hide yourself from any vikarma or unlawful work from the eyes of the Supreme Lord. That is not possible. You can hide yourself from the eyes of the police, man-made law, but it is not possible to hide yourself from the eyes of the Supreme. That is not possible. Because the Supreme is sitting within your heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. And he is sitting as anumanta and upadrashta. He is simply seeing what you are doing. And he is giving sanction also. Even a thief who is going to act something criminally without the sanction of the super soul who is sitting within everyone's heart, he cannot do that. That we have got experience. Suppose we are going to do something which is not very good, the conscience is beating. No, no, you should not do this. You should not do this. But because without the sanction of the Supreme, I cannot do anything. So, if we persist to do something, then the sanction is given at your risk. That is going on. God does not give you sanction for doing anything criminal. But if we persist to do something criminal, then God gives sanction, all right, do it at your risk. That is going on. Karmana daivanetrena. Now, when we act something on account of my persistence, by the sanction of the law, then I become subjected to the fruits of such resultant action. And we get a different type of bodies. That is going on. In the Shastra it is said, karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. Jantar or the living entity. We are getting different types of bodies. Just like you are sitting, so many people, ladies and gentlemen, everyone's bodily feature is different from the other. Now why there are different features? We are all human beings. Why we have got different types of bodies? Not only in human society, the animal society, the bird society, it is all karmana by our personal, fruitive action, karmana daivinatrena. These law we do not know. We work irresponsibly without knowing the result of our work. Therefore, we are getting different types of bodies, different types of situation, different type of occupation, so many things. Therefore, people should be trained, as Krishna has said in the beginning, the chaturvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhaga. The four classes of men, according to quality, they should be engaged in different types of occupation. Guna karma. First of all, guna. Guna means quality. In the material world also, practically we see, if we want to work in a certain type of occupation, first of all, it is examined whether I have got the quality. Suppose if I want to work as an engineer, so I must possess the quality first of all, whether I can act as an engineer. Similarly, if I want to work as a lawyer, then I must have the qualification. Similarly, different type of quality, different type of qualification, and then different type of work. Guna karma vibhagas. So, that requires guidance. And who is the guide? The father is the guide. The king, the government is the guide. The elder, the guru is the guide. There must be guide. Guru nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat. In this way, sajana nasasyat, namo chayaja samapita mrittam. These laws are unknown at the present moment in this age. There are so many gurus, so many fathers, so many relatives, so many husbands. There are so many guides, but they do not know what is the aim of life. Therefore, Shastra says that if you do not know what is the aim of life, you should not become a guru. You should not become a father. You should not become a mother. Janani nasasyat. So, what is the aim of life? The aim of life, namo chayaja samupeta mrittum. Samupeta mrittum, we have got this disease. Mrittu, we have to die. We are making so many plans for our happiness. But where is the plan for stopping your death? That is the ultimate goal of life. But they do not know it. Namo chayaja samupeta mrittum. Krishna says, everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are repeatedly asking everyone to study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't become a learned scholar and interpret foolishly, differently from Bhagavad Gita. That is not reading. As it is. As Krishna says, try to understand Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. So Krishna says that our real problem of life is janma mittu jarabhyadi, dukkha dosana darsana. That is the problem. Repetition of birth, bhutya bhutya praliyate. We take one body according to karma, karmana daivanetrena, jantur deha upapatti. We get a body according to karma, daivanetrena. That is not in your hand. Suppose if you are living like cats and dogs, the nature's way is that you get next life, the dog's body, cat's body, or hog's body. And if you are working just like a god, godly, with good qualification, godly qualification, then you become next life demigod. You get your situation in the higher planetary system. These are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. How do you know? Urdhvam gacchanti sattastva. If you act just like a qualified brahmana, sattastva, sattastva means brahmana, then you get your promotion in the higher planetary system, urdhvam. Urdhvam gacchanti sattastva. If you act like a brahmana, then get your promotion to the higher planetary system, janaloka, mahaloka, tapaloka, brahmaloka, siddhaloka. There are so many planets. The people do not know. There is no such education. But we have got this knowledge from the Vedic literature. Urdhvam gacchanti sattastva. Madhye tishthanti rajasa. If you have got the qualification of rajagun, creative energy, then you remain in the middle planetary system, bhur-bhuvasya, those who are Brahmins, knows Gayatri Mantra, om bhur-bhuvasya, and jagannaguna-vittisya adho-gacchanti tamasa. Tamasa, tamagun, jaganna, abominable, nasty, unclean, eating nasty things. Then jaganna guna vittista adhogacchanti tamasa. They go to the lower planetary system, tal, atal, nital, patal, tarsatal, talatal. There are so many planets. Or in the animal kingdom. So we are creating our next body, karmana, by our work. Therefore Krishna says, karmanopi buddhabham. You must know, because you have to accept next body. You can talk foolishly, no, there is no body. Vashibhutasya, that is the atheistic theory. The after the body is born to ashes, everything is finished. Big, big professor, big, big learned scholar, so-called scholar, they say like that, no, there is no life. Everything is finished after this body is finished. But that is not a fact. If we have to accept the authority of Bhagavad Gita, we have to accept it. If we don't accept, that is our foolishness. Bhagavan says, tatha dehantara prapti, dehinasmin yatha dehi kumar jovanang jarat. Tatha dehantara, dehantara prapti is there. As we are getting dehantara, we have got experience every day. Just like in daytime, we have got this body. At night, when we dream, we have got a different body. We go elsewhere, working differently, forgetting this body. And again, daytime, we forget our body which was seen in the dream. But that is also dream, this is also dream. This is daydream and that is night dream. But the seer, the soul, is permanent. He is in the daytime and he is also nighttime. So this is our position. We are changing our body. Just like I was a child, you are a child. But that we have forgotten. But that doesn't mean I did not have. Similarly, in the past, I had a body. In the present, I have got a body. Then why not in the future? This is common sense. In future, we must have a body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Krishna says, authority. I may say, there is no body, but Krishna says, there is body. And how this body is manufactured? Karmana, by your work. If you work foolishly in the tamagun, then you get the body of ignorance, ugly body, abominable body, poor body, without any education, without any knowledge. And if you work satogun, then you get better body. And rajogun, then in the middle class body. These are stated in the Shastra, you have to accept it. Therefore Krishna says, karmano jabibudabhyam, budabhyam cha bhikarmana. Vikarmana means forbidden word. You should not do this. Just like we are forbidding our students no illicit sex. This is forbidden. No intoxication. This is forbidden in the Shastra. Yatra Papas Chaturvida. Four kind of sinful activities. These are the basic pillars, four pillars of sinful activities. Illicit sex life and intoxication, meat eating and gambling. Sriyasunapanadurta Yatra Papas Chaturvida. The four kinds of sinful activities. So if we act sinfully, then we get a body which is result of sinful action. By pious activities, we get Janma Isajya Sutta Sri. Janma, first class family, first class nation, Janma. That is very important thing, to get birth in first class family, enlightened family, Brahmana family. Shuchinang Simatangehi, Yoga Bhrishta Sanyayati. These are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoga Bhrishta. Suppose one has taken to Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Yoga. So, if he can execute properly, then Bhaktyamamu Vijanati Javanjas Chami Tattata Tatomang Tattato Gatya Vishati Tadanantaram. Then you will understand what is God, what is Kingdom of God. And after death, you shall enter into the Kingdom of God. Tatta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti. So this is the only shelter. If you take to Bhakti Yoga, even if you fail to execute it properly, then still you are guaranteed your next life, suchinaṁ simatāṅge. In the family of nice brahmana or very rich man, you'll get born. Suchinang means first class brahmin, vaishnav, suchi, jasare punari kathang, bajha pantaram, suchi. Suchi means brahmana. And muchi means cobbler. Muchi means cobbler. There is a Bengali verse. Suchi hoye, muchi hoye. Jadi Krishna Taji. The first line is Muchi hoye suchi hoy. Jadi Krishna bhaje. One who takes to Krishna consciousness, even he is born in the family of cobbler, Muchi. Everyone knows, Indians. So, Muchi hoye suchi hoy. Although he is born in the family of a Muchi, cobbler, he becomes suchi, a brahmana. By Jodi Krishna Bhaji, if he is a devotee of Krishna, if he is in Krishna consciousness, and Muchi hai, Suchi hai, Jodi Krishna Bhaji, or Suchi hai, Muchi hai, Jodi Krishna Taji. If one is born of a Brahmin family, but gives up Krishna Bhajan, devotional life, he becomes a Muchi. Karmana, because he's changed his karma, therefore, chaturvarnam maya system guna karma vibhagasa. This education should be introduced. Guna. First of all, everyone should be educated to accept the sataguna, sattvic, goodness. Everyone should be trained up. The first class good man. Satta, sama, dama, titikya, harjava. Jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karma sabhava. If he remains like an animal, eating, sleeping and mating and dying like cats and dogs, that is not right. Therefore Krishna says, what type of karma should one execute? Karmanopi bodhavyam. One should learn. Not foolishly do anything and anything. Like the Shudras. Shudras also have got their duty, particular duty that I have explained several times. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter whether one is possessing the Brahmical qualification or the Kshatriya qualification or Vaishya qualification or Shudra qualification, it doesn't matter. If one is taken to the service of Krishna consciousness. He is above all this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That type of karma. Therefore it is called karma yoga. Karma, you have certain type of tendency to work. To work in that. Sakarmanatam abhyarcha. That is the recommendation that according to your qualification, you work, but by the result of your work, you worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is the question. That is Krishna consciousness. It is not that everyone is expected to become first-class Brahminical culture. It doesn't matter. The same example. This is an example I have given in the Srimad Bhagavat. Mukho bahu urupadebhya purusasya asramaisaha chattaru yogirevanna vipradaya gunat pritha. Vipradaya gunat pritha. If we understand what is the meaning of becoming Brahmana, what is the meaning of becoming Kshatriya, what is the meaning of becoming a Vaishya, and what is the meaning of becoming a Shudra, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukha bahu urupade bho. Mukha means the face, bahu means the arms, uru means the waist, and pada, these legs. So, mukha bahu urupade bho. This Brahmana and the Kshatriya and the Vaishya and the Shudra, it should be taken as the different parts of the body of the Virata Purusha. So, the Brahmana's business, you can understand the mouth, you have got the tongue. Brahmana's business is to eat and to chant Vedic mantras. Therefore, to give eatables to the Supreme Lord, according to our Vedic principle, the Brahmanas are called and they are given foodstuff. You eat. By your eating, Krishna will eat. And that has been misused now. That is the meaning. In the Vedic literature, they do not say that for some pious activities, you call some poor man. No, Brahmanas. Brahman bhojan. Because the Brahmana is supposed to be the mouth of God. Similarly, Kshatriya is supposed to be the arms of God. The Vaishyas, the waist of God. And the Shudras, the legs of God. But God is absolute. Therefore, there is no distinction between mouth or the leg. If you offer flowers and tulsi on the lotus feet of God, Krishna, and if you decorate the mouth of Krishna, it is the same bhakti. Because there is no difference of the mouth and leg. Provided the mouth is working as mouth and the leg is working as leg for satisfying the Supreme, then there is no such distinction. As soon as Krishna consciousness is absent, a so-called Brahmin is popped up. Why, I am born in Brahmin family. I am bigger than the Shudras. That is fall down. The real purpose is that either you be mouth or hand or waist or leg. The real purpose is to maintain the body very perfectly. That is the real purpose. Similarly, either you become Brahmana or you become Kshatriya, or you become Shudra or Vaishya, real purpose is how to satisfy Krishna. That is explained in Bhagavata. Ata pungvi dija sreshta varnasama vibhagas sanusthitasya dharmasya sangsiddhi haritosam. The real purpose is whether you are satisfying Krishna. If that aim is lost, that you do not require to satisfy Krishna, you simply satisfy your senses, then it has no meaning. Jayasam purusam saksha atma prabhavam isharam na bhajanti abhajananti sthanad bhrashta patanti adha. They sthanad bhrashta. I claim It is very simple to understand. Suppose this hand, my hand, but how long it is hand? So long it is attached to the service of the body. If this hand is cut off from this body, it may be called hand, but it has no meaning. Similarly, head also. The head is head, so long it is attached to the body. If the head is cut off from the body, then what is the meaning of this head? It has no meaning. Similarly, either you become Brahmana, or you become Kshatriya, or you become Vaishya or Shudra, if you are not attached to the service of the Supreme Whole, then you are useless Brahman, useless Kshatriya, useless Vaishya. This is the purpose. Therefore, Krishna has begun the Chaturvarnam Maya system Kunakarma Vibhagas. Therefore, one has to understand that what is the meaning of these different types of activities. Karmana opi bodhabvam, bodhabvam cha vikarmana. Vikarmana means, if you cannot work which will satisfy Krishna, that is vikarma. That is vikarma, forbid. Because the real purpose of working is to satisfy Krishna. He is the center. He is the center of all activities. Sakarmana tamabhat saṃsiddhi labhate nara. Simply by satisfying the central point, Krishna, then you get saṃsiddhi. It doesn't matter whether you are a śūdra or brahmana or engineer or lawyer. The real point is how to satisfy Krishna. But that education is lacking. So our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching how to serve Krishna from any position, it doesn't matter. Whether you are a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, lawyer, engineer, or film actor, or anything, it doesn't matter. But whether you are trying to satisfy Krishna, that is the point. If you have no such sense how to satisfy Krishna, then it is Sramayeva Hi Kevalam. Dharma sanasthita pungsa visakshena kathasuja notpadayadaratinga jedi stramayeva hikevalam. This is simply labor. It has no meaning because you are creating your own formation, next body, another body. Then at your responsibility, you are acting like a hawk, you get the body of a hawk. You are acting like a monkey, you get the body of a monkey. You are acting like a god, demigod, you get your body. Karmana daivanatrena. Therefore one should know what class of work I shall be engaged in. That there are easy processes. It doesn't matter according to your qualification. You engage yourself in any work, but try to satisfy Krishna. Then your life is successful. Otherwise it is samayiva hi kevalam. Therefore Krishna says, karmana api bodhabhyam bodhabhyam cha vikarma. Vikarmana means sense gratification. I explained this verse from Bhagavatam last night. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. This vikarmana is explained in the Bhagavatam. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. What is that vikarmana? Jat indriya pritaye aprinoti. Anything which is done for sense gratification. That is vikarma. So people are engaged in vikarma. Everywhere, all over the world, the education, the scientific advancement, culture, everything. Now culture means some dancing. Now it has become a culture. Now what is that dancing? That's sense gratification. Boys and girls dancing, ball dance. Sense gratification. That is vikarma. But here, the same dancing before the deity is bhakti. The same dancing. You dance in a theatrical performance, in a platform, that is also dancing. And here, in this stage, before the deity, if you are dancing with Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you are making bhakti, progress. And that dancing means you are becoming entangled in your karma. Because that dancing is sense gratification, vikarmana. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. Jalindriya Pritaye Apnati. Tirishadev says, na sadhu manne, this is not good. Jato atmanayam asannapi klesate asadeha. Asannapi, this body is not permanent. Still, asannapi, although it is not permanent, for few years only, it klesada, simply full of miserable condition. Because you have committed, executed vikarma, therefore you have got this body. It doesn't matter whether it is rich body or a poor body. Everyone has to undergo the threefold miserable condition of life. When typhoid is there, it does not discriminate that here is a rich body, I shall give him less pain. No. When the typhoid is there, either your body is rich body or poor body, you have to suffer the same pain. When you are within the womb of your mother, you have to suffer the same pain. Either you become in the queen's womb or in the cobbler's wife's womb. That fact of situation. They do not know. Janma mrityu jara. There are so many sufferings. In the process of birth, there are so many sufferings in the process of birth and death and old age. A rich man or poor man, when we are old, we have to suffer so many invalidity. Similarly, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, jara and vyadhi and mrityu. So, we are not conscious about the suffering position of this material body. Shastra says, don't accept again any material body. Nasadu manne. This is not good that you are repeatedly getting this material body. Nasadu manne jato atmano. Atmano, the soul, is encased in this material body. Jato atmanayam. Asannapi. Although temporary, you are without this body. Klesada, asadeha. So, if we want to stop this miserable condition of getting another material body, then we must know what is karma, what is vikarma. That is Krishna's proposal. Karma na api bodhabbam, bodhabbam to vikarma na. Akarma nasta bodhabbam. Akarma na means there is no reaction. Reaction. Karma, if you do nice work, it has got reaction. If there's nice body, nice education, nice family, nice riches, this is also nice. We take it as nice. We want to go to the heavenly planet. But you do not know that even in the heavenly planet, there is the janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Therefore, Krishna does not recommend that you go to the heavenly body. He says, Abrahma Bhavana Lokan Punaravartina Arjuna. Even if we go to the Brahma Loka, still the repetition of birth and Jadgatyana Nivartanti Taddhama Paramamma. Jadgatyana Nivartanti. But you do not know that there is a dhamma. If you somehow or other, if we can promote ourselves to that dhamma, then na nivartanti. Jadgatyana nivartanti taddhama paramamma. In another place he says, tattadi hang punarjanma naiti mameti. So people have no information that Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, he has got his place, and anyone can go. How one can go? Janti deva vrta deman pitrin janti pitri vrta bhutejja janti bhutani madjajinopi janti ma. If one becomes devoted to my worship, my business, bhakti yoga, he comes to me. In another place he says, bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jastha. Therefore our only business is to understand Krishna. Jagyarthe karma. This is akarma. Here it is said, akarmana api bodhabhyam, akarmanascha bodhabhyam. Akarma means without reaction. Yet, if we act for our sense gratification, the reaction is just like a soldier is killing, is getting gold medal. The same soldier, when comes home, if he kills one man, he's hanged. Why? He can say in the court, sir, when I was fighting in the battlefield, I killed so many, I got gold medal. and why you are hanging me just now? Because you have done for your own sense gratification. And that you did for government sense. Therefore, any karma, if you do it for Krishna's satisfaction, that is a karma. It has no reaction. But if you do anything for your own sense gratification, you will have to suffer the resultant action, good or bad. Therefore, Krishna says, karmanopi bodhabbam bodhabbam cha vikarmana akarmanascha bodhabbam gahana karmana. It is very difficult to understand what kind of action you should do. Therefore, we have to take direction from Krishna, from the Shastra, from Guru. Then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.